podcast focusing on using ONAT occupational information to assist the visually impaired in career planning and job seeking. This is Dr. Janet Wall, Senior Trainer for ONAT Academy, on behalf of the U.S. Department of Labor, Employment, and Training Administration. Today we have with us Dana Barber. Currently, Dana is a professional placement coordinator for the Alabama Department of Rehabilitation Services. Prior to this time, she worked for the agency as an employment readiness specialist, serving clients with all disabilities. Recently, she was asked by the department's Assistant Commissioner of Blind Deaf Services to take on a new position specifically serving blind and low vision clients. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thanks for asking me.
Dana, can you tell us a little bit about your agency and about the clients it serves?
Yes. ADRS serves the disabled job seekers in the state of Alabama. We really serve from birth through senior adults. I work for the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. Our main focus is on training and employment, and I work in the Division of Blind Services.
Well, Dana, can you explain what your particular role is within the agency?
My concentration is on those who are blind or have low vision, who are either in high school, wanting to go to college, those who are already in college, or those who have already obtained a degree. With the high school students, we help them to make a well-informed choice in a degree area. With the ones who are already in college or the ones who have already obtained a degree, we help them with job readiness skills, and we assist in employment.
Well, Dana, can you tell us about the process you use in helping these individuals?
Yes, we use a professional placement survey form. We have the students who are interested in going to college identify three employers who might hire them after they have completed the requirements for the degree or for the training. And at that time, I contact those employers and set up mentorship opportunities or internship experiences or job shadowing opportunities.
What about those that are already in college?
The ones who are already in college, we use a Career Connect. I look for a person who is blind or has low vision who is working in that particular field. And then I connect the two people together, the person who is already working and our consumer, and use them as, you know, networking and let the consumer learn everything about, I mean, how the person who is blind and is already working in that field. And so that, you know, helps the consumer to know that, yes, this is a job in which a blind person can be successful.
Well, how do you use ONAT in this whole process?
We use two main components from the ONAT, and they are find an occupation and the skills search options. When we're using the find an occupation option, we can put in a category, a career category, and then drill down and find out what the outlook is for that occupation. We look at the whether that occupation is in high demand or if it's in decline. We look at the employment outlook for the future. We can find out what the training and educational requirements are. We look at the skills that are required for that occupation. And we also look at, and what most of our consumers consider to be the most important piece of the pie, is what the wages are. When we're using the skills search component, we are able to put in a list of the acquired skills that the consumer already has, and the ONAT then will bring up all the different career categories in which those skills are used in specific career categories. And then it tells us what other skills they may use or they may need to acquire for those occupations. And again, it goes on to, you know, education and the outlook and salary. And, you know, the ONET also gives nationwide information. You can drill down to statewide information, and you can drill all the way down to your specific city and find out all of the information and opportunities that are available for that specific career. So it's just a great way to help our consumers make a truly informed career choice.
Well, fantastic. Since you and your clients are visually impaired, how do you navigate and use ONET online?
Well, I am totally blind, so I use a screen reader called JAWS. There are two that I know of, JAWS and Window Eyes. And it is just a software program that speaks anything that is on the screen. So if there's a paragraph in a Word document, it will read the entire paragraph to me. Now, those who have low vision, they can use either large monitors or screen enlargement software programs such as Zoom Text, or they may use them in combination. And some of the enlargement software programs also come with speech. So there's several ways to, you know, access the information from the computer. And we also use keystrokes to navigate instead of a mouse. We don't use a mouse at all. Most of you are familiar with the old DOS system where you used keystrokes. And so that basically, you know, those are basically the keystrokes that we use to navigate. And we can pull up any information from the computer just like you can from Word documents, and we can also surf the net. So we are not limited at all.
That's really wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing this information with us today. It's really terrific to know that ONET can be used in so many ways with clients of various needs. You were so gracious to spend this time with us and share your ONET stories.
Well, thank you for having me.
To all of you listeners, be sure to visit onetacademy.com for more information on the ONET system. Thank you, and I hope you're having a great day.